I've got a great pastor friend who he drives a church on Fridays, and as he drives his way through the traffic, he asks the Lord to bring to his heart and mind people in his church that have been a special blessing to him.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
What about you? Is there somebody in your church that maybe has been a special blessing, invested maybe in one of your children, youth pastor, children's worker? Imagine getting this kind of phone call. As I was driving to work today, I was reminded how much I appreciate the contributions that you've made to my life, to my family, to our children. And I just wanted to call and tell you that. Have a great day.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around.
Where do you look when disappointments come? You know, life seems to be filled with some measure of disappointment. Sometimes it's disappointed expectations. Sometimes it's the disappointments of rejections and relational challenges. But particularly during this topic during the week, we're going to explore, where do you turn?
That's David Ferguson, and this is Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others in the real world. Living out the Great Commandment is a lot easier when things are going your way. But what about during times of loss or disappointment? Can you still love God and love others as effectively? It can be a challenge. So this week on Great Commandment Radio, we'll be giving you practical how-tos for looking for God's promises when disappointment comes. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
A lot of us turn to escapes and various things like shopping, Teresa. I've heard you talk about escaping into shopping.
It's the best thing you can do. It's the best therapy there is.
That's right. Some of us escape into just kind of withdrawal in the computers or whatever, escaping into TV. Painfully, our world oftentimes escapes into materialism, into addictions.
Yeah, we just talked about that, materialism.
I guess we did,
careful,
didn't we?
You're stepping on my toes.
That's right. That is a pretty painful word
for it,
isn't
it? Yeah, you got to watch out there.
Yeah, it's one thing to say I'm going shopping. The other is to say I'm being materialistic.
Yeah, I guess that's really.
All right, so where do you turn in the midst of life's disappointments? Particularly today, we're going to explore looking for the promises of God. Maybe a strange place to think about looking, but as we're going to walk through this time together, we're going to be exploring the opportunity that we have to look to the promises of God. And we'll be exploring some great Old Testament saints. You know, the Bible says these things happened as our example. And during the teaching segment of the program, we're going to look in on the life of Isaac. Isaac and his new bride, Rebekah. It's a great story. And yet in the midst of it, we're going to find a painful disappointment. The Bible says, however, these things happened as our example. They were written down for our instruction. Where do you look in the midst of life's disappointments? You know, I can remember oftentimes in our journey together, Teresa, as we have experienced various kinds of disappointments over the course of our journey together, we have sometimes been driven, it almost seems, back to the promises of God. And at times it seems that's the only thing you've got to hold on to. And even in our own marriage journey, in this past year, we've been challenged again to kind of look real seriously at a deepened work that God wanted to do in us. And in the midst of that, he brought us back to this principle we're talking about today.
You know, after being married 40 years, you would think you would have it down. You would think there's nothing else to learn. We've got it down. But as we all know, that's not true, because we all still live in our flesh. It was very timely for God to show up in January to show David and I that we still didn't have it down. We had been ministering too much, going too much, and in doing all those good things, we had missed out on the better thing of relating to one another and relating to God. We'd really gotten so busy that we weren't prioritizing our marriage relationship, and we were disappointing each other in various necessary ways. I was sitting in the bathtub, if I might be that vulnerable, and I was going, okay, God, there's got to be something else. Something's got to change. And God brought this thought to my mind. He said, Teresa, in times in the Word, after 40 years, I have completed a work. The children in Israel, 40 years, and we can look at several other examples of the 40-year period that God worked through people. He said, 40 years you've been married. He said, I'm going to finish some work this year. And so it's like that was my promise to hang on to, that God was going to work in us and through us in spite of us.
Mm. Holding on to the promises of God. Maybe you've been recently disappointed by some of your expectations, hopes and dreams you've had, maybe for life, for career, for relationships, and yet painful disappointment has set in. Strange place maybe to look, but it's almost to look up. Look up and embrace the promises of God. Paul makes a very exciting promise to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. As he writes to us, he says, as many as may be the promises of God in him, that is Christ, they are yes. Christ is here for us, hoping that we will turn to the promises of God. We're excited that you've joined us for this series. When disappointment comes, where do you turn? We hope that you'll join us today as we explore turning to the promises of God. As we make this journey together, would you be open to embracing freshly a promise from God for your life, your situation? Thanks for joining us today. Back after this.
David and Teresa Ferguson. Don't forget to visit our website today. In fact, visit it every day, because every day you'll find a free download from Great Commandment Radio, practical how-tos and tips for loving God and loving others. Also at our website, you'll find tips for parenting, single parenting, marriages, church leadership, singles, and much, much more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Go to greatcommandment.net. Coming up in our next segment, we take you to a Great Commandment Living Conference with Dr. David Ferguson, recorded in Jackson, Mississippi.
And one of the other things we did at the age of 16, having gotten married, is we moved 500 miles away from our families. And so here we are a few years later, having become now a Christian, beginning to be involved in Christian ministry. And you know what happened a few years later? My father retired from his second career, and he, with my mother, moved 500 miles to come to live in the same town with us. Now, at that point, you begin to say, what is that all about, God?
Stay tuned. Great Commandment Radio continues right after this. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents, and that
is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
Do you have a God who meets needs?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
I'm not talking about a God who's trying to catch you doing something wrong. I'm not talking about a God who's trying to compare you to see how spiritual you are compared to how spiritual other people are. He's not into comparisons. He's not into criticism. He's a God who meets needs. Just when you thought you were going down for the last time, He brings somebody in your life to encourage you. He's an encouraging God, and then He gives us the opportunity to encourage one another. How about that? You've been encouraged by Him, and then He puts you in relationships with others so that you can be a part of passing some of that encouragement along.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Our focus this week, where to look when disappointment comes. One of those places, to God's promises. We take you now to a Great Commandment Living Conference at New Horizon Church in Jackson, Mississippi. Here's David Ferguson.
Let me take you into the life of an Old Testament saint real quickly. This guy Isaac, if you were to look in the life of Isaac, you would find that there's a miraculous provision of a wife for Isaac. Do you remember that story? The Bible says that there is a servant sent off to this foreign land, and there is this miraculous testimony that this lady, Rebekah, will be his wife. You remember the story? The servant is sent off, and there's going to be a confirmation that this is the one, as there's this watering of the not only the travelers, but of the camels. And sure enough, Rebekah's the one. Now, ladies, does Rebekah not have a lot of faith? She actually leaves her hometown, gets on a camel with a servant that she's just met, and travels hundreds and hundreds of miles to another place to meet a guy she's never met. Now, some of us are afraid to cross the street. There's Rebekah. That's a woman of faith. Would you agree with that? And here the Bible says that Rebekah and Isaac meet, and the Bible says that God ministers a confirmation that they are for one another. In fact, there's a beautiful testimony in that story. If you'll read it in the Genesis account, you'll find that Isaac was grieving the loss of his mother, Sarah. He had been meditating in the field, and the Bible says that God provided a wife, confirmed she was his wife. They entered into the marriage union, and it says, in that, Isaac was comforted over his mother's death. How did God finish the comforting work over his mother's death? He ministered to Isaac through another person, and her name was Rebekah. So I want you to imagine the blessing of God. In other words, if you just read that story, it seems real clear that God provided Rebekah for Isaac. Does that sound okay so far? But let's talk about disappointments coming. It's not very long into their marriage that it begins to be obvious that though God has provided this miraculous person, the Bible says that Rebekah is barren. Rebekah cannot have children. Now, what's going to happen when that happens? Can you imagine that Isaac could have begun to wonder, now, wait a minute, I thought this was God that provided this woman. Is that when the doubts come in? What happens is that Isaac begins to hold on to a promise from God. You know what God has promised this young boy? What Isaac has been promised is that he will have a wife, and that through that wife will come a son, and this son will be the one through whom all the world will be blessed. Isaac looks back to a promise where God has said to him, through you, Isaac, will come one who will be the seed of the Messiah that will bless the entire world. So I want you to imagine, here stands Isaac with a barren wife on one hand and a promise of God on the other that he's going to have children. And so now he has Rebekah on one hand, a promise that he's going to have children. On the other hand, he looks up to God and he says, God, you have a problem. Now watch. They were married when he was 40 years old. And they had a baby when he was 60. For 20 years, what was he holding on to? Promise from God. Let me give you just one illustration I've experienced in my life, as I have shared with you, some painful disappointments and hurts in my relationship with my father. It was a very pain-filled relationship most of our growing up. Did not know how to handle that, so at the age of 16, some of you know what I did, I went and got married. Don't recommend that, but I did that. Neither of us Christians at the time, we endured a lot of pain-filled marriage. And one of the other things we did at the age of 16, having gotten married, is we moved 500 miles away from our families. And so, here we are, a few years later, having become now a Christian, beginning to be involved in Christian ministry. And you know what happened a few years later? My father retired from his second career, and he, with my mother, moved 500 miles to come to live in the same town with us. Now, at that point, you begin to say, what is that all about, God? Don't you remember why I am here 500 miles away? And God brought my father to live in this town. And when that happened, I remember turning aside to say, now, Lord, what is this all about? Now, I want to pause and say this to you. When you find your heart still holding on to anger, avoidance, fear about the pain of the past, it's a clear indication that God, the great physician, has got some additional work he wants to do. That was in January of that year, as my father made his way 500 miles to be in the same city, and I, at that time, was taking a new Bible every year, and I would begin to read through the Bible and mark and memorize. And I started that year in the book of Genesis, and I remember turning aside, like I believe Isaac must have done, and I just began to look for the promise of God. And so I just began to say, now, Lord, you got to give me a promise as to why this is happening. And I'm going through day after day, looking for a promise of God. And it seems like God's not saying anything. Did you know 7 months later, in the last verse of the last chapter of the last book of the Old Testament, the Lord took Malachi 4:6 and he says, I will turn the hearts of a father toward their children and the hearts of children toward their father.
I hope you were encouraged as you listened with us in that journey from how the Old Testament saints found themselves oftentimes disappointed, let down, expectations dashed, and yet they held on to a promise from God. A promise from God. I know in my own story, that has been a powerful thing for me. A powerful thing to hold on to the promises of God, even in the midst of life's disappointments. And our hope is that each of us might, as we walk through life together, not just look at the circumstances, disappointments around us, but we, in a sense, kind of look up, anticipating that God's going to have a promise just for us. In the closing segment, we're going to be exploring some of the very practical ways we can begin to look for the promises of God.
David Ferguson, where do you find God's promises when disappointment comes? 5 practical how-tos with David and Teresa right after this on Great Commandment Radio.
Let's get personal for a few moments.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
Let's really get personal, Teresa.
What are we going to do?
Be sure to visit our website for today's free download, resources, workshops, information on Great Commandment Living Conferences, chat rooms. Well, you get the idea. It's greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net.
lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
You remember across the pages of the Bible, you have a Jesus? He's always taking thought of people.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
He's walking along and he looks up a tree and he notices Zacchaeus up there. There's a guy named Nicodemus who came to him at night, asking him questions. Jesus never forgot Nicodemus. There was this Samaritan woman, embarrassed, one with not much of a reputation. And yet Jesus took thought of her, spoke to her. He was always taking thought of people. We have a God who meets needs. You are on His heart and mind.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. When disappointment comes, where do you look? Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Our series this week, Where to Look When Disappointment Comes. One of those places is to God's promises. But what does He promise for you? Back to David and Teresa.
All right, let's get personal and a little bit challenging now.
Oh no, you're looking at me. What are you fixing to pull on me?
We're going to talk about what are we doing with the Bible.
Okay. All right? That one's safe.
Okay. In other words, why has God really given us the Bible? We've talked about in the midst of life disappointments, He wants to bless us with the promises of God. And He's put them down for us that we might embrace them just as real as Isaac did, holding on to the promises of God. And so in these closing few moments, let's all be challenged with five opportunities we have to partake of the Word of God looking for the promises of God. First, we have the opportunity to simply hear the Word of God. Next time you're in a situation where you're hearing the Word of God, maybe in a worship service, a Bible study, be listening for the Holy Spirit to take the Word of God and kind of whisper it to your heart that gently says, that's for you. That promise is for you. You need it right now in the midst of life's disappointment, simply hearing the Word of God. Secondly, is the opportunity we have to read the Word. Revelation chapter 1, the Bible says that we're simply blessed by the reading of the Word. Simply day by day, reading a portion of the Scriptures, anticipating that God from time to time will show up, and again, the Word is living and active, and it speaks to our hearts, our needs, and we embrace a promise from God. Thirdly, we have the opportunity, and I might enjoy this one a lot, Teresa. It's called studying the Word.
You do enjoy that. I enjoy it too, but not to the degree you do.
I can get a little carried
bury,
away.
You can sometimes. Bury yourself in
That's
it.
Right. That's right. I can get a little carried away. But we have the opportunity to study the Word of God. You know, Paul writes to young Timothy that we are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman who needs not to be ashamed. Real studying of the Word. But I know for my life, one of the challenges has been in the midst of my studying, which can be very rational and at times even heady, if you will, I needed to be still oftentimes in the midst of my studying the Scriptures to allow the Spirit of God to focus my attention on a promise from God that He wanted to give me. Again, just as real as He did oftentimes across the pages of the Scriptures for the Old Testament saints, He wants to minister the Word of God through your times of studying the Bible. And that's three of the avenues that we have to encounter the promises of God. Fourthly, we have the opportunity to memorize the Word of God, to simply hide the Word of God away in our heart. And as we memorize it, hiding it away in our heart, the Spirit of God can then bring it back at very important times of life, maybe times of disappointment, discouragement. And He takes a verse that we've had hidden away in our heart and He reminds us of the truth of it. And it becomes for us a promise. Hide the Word of God away in your heart and be prepared for life's disappointments. And lastly, the fifth opportunity we have to encounter the promises of God is as we meditate on His law day and night. And we'll be like that tree planted beside the waters, and we'll greatly prosper, the Bible says, as we meditate on His law day and night. Has God given you a promise? Has the Spirit of God taken the Word of God and it's made it alive and active? Why not meditate on that promise from God? How about right now? You know, in this series together, we're going to be exploring the wonder. We have a promise, for instance, that says God will cause all things to work together for good to those that are called by Him according to His will, to His purpose. He'll bring forth good. That's a great promise. Whatever you're going through today, the disappointments, the rejections of life, He has a promise for you. He is at work to bring forth good. Why not go looking to Him to find it?
That's David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Don't forget to visit our website for today's free download to help you learn where to look when disappointment comes. It's available through greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. There you'll also find out about workshops and seminars, resources you can order for parenting, marriages, singles, and more. You'll also find a list of our Great Commandment Network of churches, churches with ongoing marriage, family, singles, and kids ministries. That's greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Join us tomorrow as we continue our series with David and Teresa, this time looking for blessings when disappointment comes.
I think one of the biggest tests that I faced in this challenge of bringing good out of something that looked so terrible at the time was the first time we had our, it was the first time we'd built a home of our very own. It was a brand new house.
And thanks to this station for making our time possible. Support local Christian radio. See you tomorrow for Great Commandment Radio.